probably about 10 or 15 minutes of your time before we cut away to other things. I wanted to ask you several questions. I guess the first one would be, you know, we hear a lot of statistics and types of missiles and all kinds of things that are fairly detached, and I wanted really to put a more human angle on this. So if you could give us your feelings initially, just as an Iraqi national and as someone who knows the area and has lived there for a long time, you know, what is your reaction to this news?
I think that the 20th of March 2003 in Iraqi history will be as infamous as September 11, 2001 for the American history, for the amount of terror it is unleashing upon civilians. That's my first reaction. Second, if America has descended to this level of attacking, assassinating people like any other mafia, why haven't they done this before, a year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago? Do they have to have 250,000 soldiers standing on borders, spend billions of dollars on this? Couldn't they have done this target of opportunity earlier and get rid of this problem?
Well, what?
Unless their intention is actually to invade Iraq, and that's what they're saying, even though if they succeed in getting rid of the leadership, they will still invade Iraq. This is the implementation of a program the right-wing conservatives, Rumsfeld, Cheney, Pearl, have in their mind for the past 10, 12 years, and this is now being implemented. This is a geopolitical issue. It's not about nuclear weapon programs at all. It's just an opportunity grasped by these people who are in the Pentagon, White House, to push through their agenda and destabilize the Middle East for the benefit of Israel and the United States completely, and at the expense of Iraqi blood, lots of it, and American blood, and maybe others who are joining Americans.
Well, it seems that your view kind of echoes a statement that was made earlier today, just prior to the ground assault by Hans Blix. He said that, this is a direct quote, "The resolution on Iraqi disarmament that was adopted last autumn was extremely demanding, and perhaps the Americans doubted that the Iraqis would go along with it. And you have a clash from the beginning." This is according to Hans Blix.
Not only that, I am a bit even more worried about something that Cheney said a few days ago. Cheney is also part of this right-wing clique. Despite all the efforts of the IAEA and their inspectors, professional inspectors, and debunking and flattening all the evidences provided by Colin Powell, Bush, Cheney, that their intelligence states that there is a rejuvenated nuclear power program, despite all the evidences to the contrary, that there is no purchase of uranium from Niger, that the evidence was not authenticated, which even the CIA, with all its might, couldn't tell that it was not an authenticated document, that there is no magnetic, there is no centrifugal enrichment, there is nothing in the Iraq nuclear weapon program after 1991. Despite all that, yet, Cheney, one day before the war starts, on Sunday, comes out and says again that American intelligence still has information that Iraq has nuclear weapon components, and that Al-Baradei, head of IAEA, is wrong. He said it as much on NBC on Sunday. To me, this is ominous, very ominous, because that means to me, as soon as the American soldiers put their foot, and they're putting that right now in Iraq, they will probably be planting bogus evidence of these nuclear weapon components and say, aha, this is the WMDs we're looking for, but this will justify our attack. While in fact there's nothing. It's another one of their dirty tricks. They're just digging deeper in their dirty tricks in the back.
Well, we do know for sure that America, well, I should say the American administration, has been keeping a very close eye on the inspectors and tracking where they're going. So I suppose it would be quite easy for them to go places the inspectors had not been.
Exactly. This is what I think Blix is also in his mind, was to be there so that they can be checked, sure that what Americans are going to go and plan these bogus evidence, which I believe is the only explanation for this very trivial, for Cheney to say this one day before the war, despite all the contrary evidence, is alarming. The Vice President of the United States doesn't have even good intelligence information, or is this a misinformation, direct misinformation, to plant later stage? This is very ominous.
Well, I mean, I would agree, I guess, but the last few weeks have taught us that perhaps it's a mixture of intention and incompetence. You know, when you look at some of the statements coming from senior administration officials, you have to wonder really what exactly they had in mind. I mean, a fairly strong example sticks out in my mind just a few days ago of Donald Rumsfeld in a press conference. He was being asked, what the U.S. would do basically if Britain was unable to send troops. You know, keep in mind the background of this is that Tony Blair is really hanging his entire fate on the American military operation.
Yeah.
And Rumsfeld's response was, well, we can go ahead without them. You know, so when someone as high as that makes as basic a mistake as that, I'd have some doubt as to what is intention and what is just merely incompetence.
Indeed. I mean, this is really, this is not a war on terror. This is a war of terror that's being waged.
There was a demonstration earlier in Australia today, and one of the banners that a small girl was carrying up, it said, this is the war for terror. It seems that the majority...
That is even better. Exactly. That's even better than my of terror.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like the majority of the world shares that opinion. Even the countries that are officially supporting the U.S. position, the so-called 35 countries that Bush is claiming to be on his side, which include at the top of the list Britain, of course. You know, we know that over 80% of Britons are against any military action.
It is very glaring, the reasons that Bush gave for this war for the past 12 months. Every month he has a new reason. But then finally he did end up with where these right-wing conservatives are in their think tanks, and the American Enterprise Institute, and he was simply parroting, repeating what the agenda is. And, yeah, I mean, the American people should be aware of this, what's happening behind the scenes. The news media they have is blinding them so much to the actual thing that's being enacted. It is not a joke.
Well, there's a phrase that we kind of are coining in KPFT, which is weapons of mass distraction. As a description of the U.S. media, mainstream media's coverage of events in Iraq, and events in general, I suppose.
It's weapons of mass misinformation, yes.
Yeah. There's another question, I guess, would be, if the U.S. claim is that, you know, their intention is to expose and destroy weapons of mass destruction that they claim Iraq still possesses, you know, we've already covered the point that they may plant nuclear-related evidence, but How can it be justified? I know that you and I, guess, both think that it can't be justified, but how is it possible to advertise the position that you're going in to expose weapons of mass destruction that you know exist, but then refuse to share the information you claim you have with the inspectors?
Exactly. What, one good reason. Why did you hide it?
For weeks?
Just to
months.
Justify your invasion. And then, look at the area. There are more than 200 nuclear weapons in Israel. For the past 50 years, not a single inspector has set foot in that country.
Correct, and a fairly strong Israeli record of abusing human rights in various places.
Indeed.
In Lebanon and
who is backing them up in the United States, and today they gave them a gift, another $10 billion. You know, every American citizen, woman, man, and child has given Israel $6,000 from his tax money in the past 15 years.
Wow. Where do we go from there? I mean, I guess the...
Where do we go from here? This is an invasion of a country.
Yeah.
Iraqi people will not roll over and die as Bush would like them to do. He is in, up to his head in blood.
What is your take, really, on... I guess it's impossible to know without being there, but what's the majority opinion of Iraqis? I'm sure that, you know, probably 90% plus are against the American military action, but what is the hope for them to be more controlling of their own fate? I mean, we're all aware that their current position under this regime is probably not all that good, to say the least. They've suffered at the hands of this regime significantly.
Well, I'm curious about what Dr. Khadouri thinks their response would be to all that wonderful leafleting that we did. Please surrender now. We're here. We're your friends and that stuff.
Child drawing stuff?
Yeah, the child drawings, right? The emergency manual in the airplane thing.
We have a proverb in Iraq, put it in water, wring it, and then drink the water.
Did I say that again?
Put that paper in water, then wring it,
and
then drink the water. That says how good it is.
Or it could be used for other things, I guess.
Yes, many other things.
You don't think that that's going to result in a mass surrender or...
It's not this kind of propaganda is simply so strange to the Iraqi ears and sensibilities. It's only sensible to the propagandists in New York who were paid millions of dollars. Who they think? I mean, they couldn't even draw correctly. For heaven's sake.
Well, we know that the so-called documents that have been since proven to be false about the aluminum tubing and the
and I was saying that even before, but Bradley said it, and a month earlier I pointed that this there will be no evidence, and Bradley confirmed that.
But the quality of the evidence is so poor that they couldn't even get the right names and titles for the people that they were
even
naming.
Even worse, they have a guy like Khadr Hamza, who CIA is promoting as the spokesman for their nuclear weapon program, and he's a liar. He's a habitual liar. Even David Albright, the guy who sanctioned, who offered him sanction when he first came in the United States in 94 and 96, even David Albright is now realizing the extent of the falsity of this man. Yet the CIA takes his evidence and filters it up to Rumsfeld and Cheney to be repeated. It is amazing the level of intelligence, the money that is wasted on intelligence if they produce this kind of result.
Yeah, this is, I guess, brings back to the point I was saying earlier about we don't know what the intention is and we don't know what incompetence is, I guess.
Not only that, in Iraq 1981 to 1991, we had a 10-year program, 7,000 people, 10 establishments, and the CIA didn't know about us, the full extent of our program.
Yes,
they were surprised
sounds,
a year later.
Sounds unlikely.
What were they doing?
It does sound unlikely. Let's move on a little bit to, I guess, the role of the Iraqi opposition in all of this. The latest news that I heard about 2 or 3 months ago was that the last all-inclusive conference of the Iraqi opposition, which was hosted in Europe and was to be chaired and co-sponsored by the U.S., when delegates started to discuss the possibility of pluralism and democratization in Iraq, the U.S. representative at the meeting got up and left and told the press outside in a conference that the Iraqi opposition is no longer relevant to American policy. So I guess the question would be, now the invasion is going ahead, the outcome is assumed that America will eventually gain control of Iraq, although it's not going to be any kind of walk in the park, but the military odds do suggest that the American troops will gain control. Do you think there is any kind of vision or unity among the Iraqi opposition to create a more stable Iraq in the future?
Well, those who allied themselves with the United States, they have a very slim chance of being accepted, of being shoved down the throat of the Iraqis. After all the deaths that America is going to inflict upon the Iraqis, those that supported America or are supported by America will have a very, very difficult time, I assure you. That doesn't mean that there is no opposition within Iraq, but unfortunately Saddam was very efficient in eliminating most of the good opposition in Iraq, killing them and finding them out just as they're budding. But still, I believe in my people. We will resurrect on our own terms. It will be a lot of pain. We'll be paying a big price for this.
Yeah,
but I don't think that these people sitting in the London hotels will be just simply take over in their limousines and take over.
Dr. Khadri, we have to cut away now, I'm afraid, to another program. We want to thank you very much for being with us. And that was Dr. Ahmad Khadri, former Iraqi nuclear scientist from 1968 to 1998. Thank you very much.
Thank you, and thank you, Mark Abawi. And we have reports now that.